Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Kick off your slippers. Don't go to bed. The party is just starting.
You can sleep when you're dead. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I want to make love to you tonight. I'm feeling all right. I want to make love to you tonight. I'm feeling up for a bit of loving. Shoving, huffing, and puffing, and putting it in, and taking it out, wiggling around, and shake it all about, making love to you. I wanna make love to you. You are the prettiest thing I've seen today. You tell me to put it away. Yeah, girl, don't tell me to put it away. I wanna get on top of you and do it to you. God. Yes. Ooh. That's a love song.
It's not really, is it? It's more of a push and shove song.
It's a love song. Call straight to air, because that's the kind of guys we are. 03444991000, line 5, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian. Oh. Alistair here.
Hello, Alistair. Let me just run the old... would you mind blowing into this bag for me, please, sir?
Yeah.
Away you go. Here we go.
Just ready.
Give it a nice deep blow until... Keep blowing, sir. Keep blowing, sir. Keep blowing, sir. Keep blowing, sir. Oh, hang on a minute. Let me look at it. Oh, good blowing action. Could write a song about that in a minute.
Don't.
Hey, congratulations, Alistair. You've passed the sobriety test. Welcome back.
I've not had a drink today, so...
Yeah, well done, fella. How are you feeling? Rough?
Yeah, but, you know, it's little steps, isn't it? And I've just got to do the same tomorrow, and then hopefully we'll be...
Exactamundo.
All happy and goodly.
Yeah, that'll be it. It'll be fine. You'll be all done then. You'll be sorted. Good to hear you back, brother. We prefer this guy. We don't like the other guy so much. We like this guy.
Yeah.
Did you hear...
I managed to get...
Yes.
A copy of Let It Be, the film.
A hooky
for
copy.
Less than 10 quid.
Well, it must be hooky because they've not officially released. Oh, I've just reminded. We got loads of food out there.
Well.
Someone's thrown it away?
No.
Have you?
I've had mine.
Well, can I? What?
Well, can I? It's like you were busy.
I'm busy, but I'll eat, I'm starving.
It's still warm.
We ordered food, Alistair, right? Because we were out, we went and watched a really good film called Shoplifters. It's a Japanese film, right? We had a busy day.
I've seen it reviewed today.
It's a bit bleak, but it was good, right? And then we got in late and we were hungry. So we ordered some food. And just as the food arrived, Dave arrived. And we didn't want to eat in front of him. That would have been rude, you know. So we've not eaten and have just been reminded of it. So I'm going to eat while I'm talking to you. I hope that's okay.
Carry on.
It's not arrived yet. I'm waiting for my delivery. My Deliveroo... Rider,
you shouldn't go hungry, though. Yeah.
You shouldn't go hungry, Alistair. No. And in this world of plenty,
I mean, the thing about the when I looked on Amazon, which is a ridiculous company, they were selling Let It Be.
Yeah.
Special collected edition or something for about 45 quid or something.
What, the film?
And I thought, the film, yeah. And I thought, I'm not paying that.
Hang on. Where did you see a special? The special, it's not been officially released, so it must have been a hooky version.
Well, I don't know. It's on Amazon anyway.
Yeah,
but,
the ones on Amazon are hooky.
I found one on eBay for £9.
Did you just belch, Catherine?
No, I went, oof!
Right. It's not officially been released, so that's okay. All right, here's my thinking. They're going to release it that next year. They'll release an Abbey Road 6-disc box set. The year after that, they'll finally officially release Let It Be by the Beatles.
But anyway, well, thanks for all your help this weekend. You have been very helpful. I'm always appreciative.
Brother, I haven't done anything. You're doing this yourself. I mean, you can do this yourself. All right, man, listen, have a good weekend.
And you, mate. Bye-bye.
Well, right, mouthful of food. I thought he was going to talk for a little bit long about a mouthful of food. Hello, line two.
Hello.
Hello, line two. You're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air as well.
Those balls dropped pretty quickly, didn't they? Hello, line two.
Hello, Ian. Ian, this is my daughter's meant to be on. She just handed me the phone.
Right, OK, well, that's great news. What? It's whose mate? McGregor?
You what?
His daughter.
Oh,
your daughter.
Your daughter's called McGregor. What? What?
No, she's called Tony.
Now he's getting crazy. And how old is Tony?
19.
Okay.
I just tweeted he's asking you to be nice to her.
Well, I would have been nice to her if she hadn't got her dad to tweet me to ask me to be nice to her, and B, she hadn't bottled out. What the hell is going on in your household?
I don't know.
No.
Ian.
Yes. Oh, here we go. Alan, my 19-year-old daughter is ringing you now. Please be nice. Is that her in the picture with you? And you're...
Yes.
And you're both doing...
her about 10 years ago.
Shut up, man. She's not 9 in that picture.
What age were you in that picture on...
She's got a leopard skin print on and you're both pointing to your mouths. Why are you getting drunk with your daughter? You should be setting an example to her. Why are you getting drunk with your child? You're underage. She shouldn't even be drinking. Why are you getting her drunk? Why? No, the drinking age is 32. We know that. Why are you forcing her to get drunk, sir?
I'm calling the soch.
We're calling the soch.
I didn't force her.
You did. You poured. She told me what happened. You tied her and you got one of those funnels and you poured tequila slammers down her throat. You got your daughter drunk just so you'd look cool with all the other parents. Well, it doesn't wash with me, Daddy-O. You're going to go to prison and she's going to go into care. Yeah, good. Cry. You're right to cry. Parents like that make me sick. And they make the kids sick, actually, so don't do it. Good evening, line six. You're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello there.
It's Michael from a few Fridays ago.
Ah, I've been there, yes. What can we do for you? It's a great place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there. What can we do for you, Michael? Fight?
I just called up again, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was just trying, you know, I'd just call back up.
Okay, cool. Well, anything you want to say? Anything particular? Because for the I'm happy to chat, but for the Chattanooga Choo Choo to leave the station, it needs to be fueled by convo.
He wants you to stoke his boiler.
Steady on, mate.
It's
been a bit of a silly mood today, both of us. I'm going to be honest, Michael.
I'm overtired, mate.
We are in a silly mood.
Were you watching I'm a Celebrity this year?
Nope, not watching any of it. Not watched a single bit of it.
Why not?
Because I feel weird. I've talked about it quite a bit. I feel weird. Did you have the sweet and sour or the black beans?
I don't know.
Flipping it.
Black beans, I think.
Just because I feel weird about it being on. It feels like it's like my girlfriend is going out with Nick Knowles and no one wants that.
Oh.
Are you watching it?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
I think it's very good. I like Anne Hegarty on it, and I think she's great.
I think she is great. She's good. I like her a lot.
Yeah, you were on The Chase.
Yeah, I was on The Chase. I was on The Chase, and I got through to the final. I was, let's be honest, guys, and we can say this now. I was the only good one out of the four of them. Shappy was lousy, Jenny was awful, and Stanley was a knob.
Stanley was barely there, was he?
Stanley was there physically, but I think he left his brain somewhere.
Didn't have his hearing aids in.
No. So, yeah, I was the best one out of all of them. I think you'd agree, wouldn't you, Michael?
And you got 17 or something out of it, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Pretty much on my, I think I got 15 or 16 of those 17. I'm a human, being. I'm a human knowledge machine.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The HNM, the human knowledge machine.
Mate.
Okay, all right, yeah, okay. All right, Michael, thanks for the call, man. Let's go. I want to get one more in before the news.
Pudang.
Pudang?
A pudding.
Pudang is like a pooty tang.
Is it?
Yeah, pudang. Hello, line 7, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello, pudang.
Pudang.
You pudang. Speak!
I'm speaking.
No, you're not. Let's go to line 8. Line 8, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello, line 8, you're on the air.
Hi, my dad just rang.
Oh,
there.
God, listen.
Tony, for God's sake.
Tony is a... Listen, yeah. Not all dads are like that. He's a disgusting human being. You are underage and he should not be plying you with alcohol. And don't worry, we're going to put you at the Talk Radio orphanage, OK? It's run by the same people who do the dating service, so be careful.
We're just triangulating your frequency and we'll have the people around any minute. Pack a bag.
Don't you panic, young lady. We can sort this and we're going to have your father assassinated.
I feel like a flipping child line, never mind.
Well,
or whatever.
Exactly. What are you doing getting drunk with your old man? That's weird.
Okay, I love him. He's my best friend.
Yeah, because you're drunk.
It's not so nice, no okay. Day.
All right, well, listen, thanks for calling.
Right. But, no, sorry.
Did
you just hang up? I don't
know. Oh, you're still on.
Did you? No, we're still on. Right. Hello? I can't know if I'm here. Okay.
Hello? He does that sometimes. He'll probably put an old car on. He's in something.
What do you mean?
He's a car again. You want some more tequila? Can I get the phone?
What's that?
Well, that was fun.
True tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the goss straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own bush tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP, better than eating a kangaroo's...
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Great song. 1991, Slade is a big old flop, that one, and it's just an incredible song. I love it. 0344 499 1000. We'll put the Dave Hill interview out as a podcast on Monday. Thank you very much. I didn't say on air. You could have gone to the. I just tweeted the link. You could have watched it live, but I forgot to mention it on air.
Come on, idiot. Here we go.
Yes. So we're gonna play the interview with the director of Three Identical Strangers, whose name escapes me. I forgot the guy. I went and met the guy, and I forgot his name. We're going to play that before the end of the show. I'm going to say it's Tim Werthers. Tim Werthers.
Tim Wardle.
That's not bad, actually. He's a really nice guy. It's a great film. Such a good film. I thoroughly recommend it. Taking calls straight to air until then. 0344 499 1000. Don't swear. Don't be libelous, because I've got a dump button. The way it works, I will see your name or your number flash up on my screen. I click a button and go, hello, line one, you are on the wireless.
Hello. Is this Listen to Me Radio or Talk Radio? Because all I'm hearing is Listen to Me, really.
I tell you what it isn't. It isn't Stan Comes On for Much Longer Radio.
Oh, right. So it's definitely Listen to Me Radio.
Stan,
then,
why are you being a bellend?
Good morning, Julie Hartley.
What's his problem?
What's his problem, dude? Guess what? What do you mean listen to me? What are you talking about? We had Dave Hill in for an hour and a quarter. I hardly said anything.
And we had 8 calls in the last hour.
What are you talking about, you muppet? Yeah. I'm going to come to Burnley. I'm going to punch...
Muppet? Yeah, have you listened to Julie Hartley Brewer's programme in the morning? How many callers get in? How many callers?
Oh, jeez.
Why have you got beef with Julia and you're bringing it here?
Hang on. He's not on the air at the moment. Stan, I'll let you come back on in a minute, mate, right? I don't listen to Julia's show. You know why? I'm asleep. I am asleep then, or I'm on Good Morning Britain. Listen, you want to come on and criticise this show? Please feel free to, because I can talk about this show and I can listen and go, well, maybe we can do this or maybe you're wrong. I have got zero input. Stan, they can't hear you, mate. You're not on the air at the moment, all right? Just calm down. So Stan has got the manners of a dog turd. He's got the manners of a fart in a cathedral. Let's see if... he's still going.
Right.
Jeez,
can
a
I
muppet.
Make a technical point, Stan, if you're listening, if you can hear over your own voice? When you're speaking and then Ian speaks, Ian's voice cancels yours out. So trying to steamroller your way through is not going to work.
Let's try Stan again. Let's see if Stan is paying attention.
Radio, is it?
Here we go. Stan's a bellend. Stan's a bellend. Stan is a big bell. Let's see if he's hung up.
You don't want to hear.
There we go. Oh, go on. I can play along with that. Go on.
Right.
You don't want to hear me.
Talk radio or listen to me radio.
We've heard that bit. Fast forward. Let's hear the point.
Get to the point, boy. Get to the point, boy, before I come to Burnley and I punch you in the nose.
Yeah. Of course you would.
I will come to Burnley right now. Sorry, after the show. I've got nothing to do tomorrow. I will drive to Burnley and I will punch you in the nose.
Yeah, of course you would.
That's fighting talk. Yes, I will come.
I'm driving to work.
I don't listen to her show. I'm asleep. I do a late night show and I'm asleep, you idiot. I have nothing to do with Julia Hartley Brewer's show. Phone her up and complain to her, not me.
Well, you can't get through when you do in the morning, can you? Because it's
I don't know, because I don't phone up.
It's on the radio. Absolute. You are.
Stan's a bell cheese. Stan is a bell cheese. The rudest caller I've ever had the misfortune to talk over. Stan's a bell cheese.
You ain't got a point to prove, cause you've got nothing to say, cause you're a...
Well, come on now. Yeah. Come on, Stan. Look, come on, listen, I'll play... But you're watching...
Listen.
Watch it. Listen. Shy. Okay, there you go. Stan, listen. Again, you're off the air now. Listen. I'll play along with you, mate, but just watch your language, all right? Just watch your language. We let the W go, but the rest of it is getting a little bit firm. I'll put you back on, but you've just got to watch...
Stan, we can't hear you. I've taken you off the air. I will put you back on, but you gotta make sure you don't swear.
And so blah blah that you can't hear me, and you're so scared to talk to me.
I'm not scared to talk to you, I just don't want you swearing on my...
Oh, stop.
I'm not scared to talk to a man. I'm gonna punch in the nose. Gonna get in my car after the show. Drive to Burnley and punch you in the nose. Then I'm getting out my nunchuckers. Use them on thick, silly people. Gonna kick your ass, gonna kick it so hard. Stan's going down in his yard. Yeah, Stan, I'm gonna hit you again. Stan, you are a massive bell end.
Hello, Stan. Hello, Stan.
What's do you really think that's good radio?
I think
do
it's
you think that works?
I think it's better than you.
Get your point across.
I tell you what, Stan. Listen, you don't like.
The moron, or you're the moron.
You're the moron.
You
play your shitty little songs over my voice.
My songs are not shitty. I think they're clever. Ooh, I think they're quite witty. But you are a knobber. You will not shut up your gob.
Now, Stan, I can't hear you. Stan, listen, I want to talk to you, brother. I want to someone making Stan so angry. Stan, you can come back on.
I'm angry.
No, shut up! You shut up! Oi! Hello, Stan?
Shit.
No!
Stan.
I know you are, Stan, but what am I? Stan, you can come on, but just watch your language, buddy. Just watch your language, all right? Just come on. What's your language? And I tell you what, Stan, you're not on the air, mate. I tell you what, you don't like Julia's show, you don't like my show. So, you obviously know what you do like. You're obviously a trained producer. So why don't you come on and tell us how you would make this show better, but without your indoor language. If you swear one more time, I will let you go, okay? So come on and don't swear and tell us how you make this show better, Stan. Over to you, brother.
Well, first thing I'd do, I'd listen to the caller.
Okay, I'm listening.
Right. I'm curious, yeah?
What's the second thing you do?
I'd say it's called talk radio.
Instead of listen to me radio. You've done that four times. Let's get onto some new material now, Stan, if you can. We don't like repetition on talk to me radio.
You don't like answering questions either, do you?
You haven't asked me a question.
I'll ask you a question. It's called talk radio, but it sounds to me like it's listen to me radio.
Okay,
that's all you've done. You've played over me, over me.
What's the question?
Little song.
What's the question? You haven't asked a question yet. Go on, ask me a question.
Right.
Without swearing, if you can, which I think is tricky because you're thinking.
I can easily do that, mate.
Okay, have a go.
My question is,
yes, sir.
Talk radio.
Yes.
How come in the morning,
yes,
nobody gets to ring in on the radio?
Have you tried to ring in?
Many times.
Okay, well, maybe they don't want you because you're quite dull and rude. I don't know. Maybe?
Do you really think that? Or do you think it's maybe they're scared of what I've got to say?
What? Well, tell you what. You tell me what you've got to say. Because I'm not scared of it. I'll listen to it. Go on.
Right, in the morning.
No.
It's all about Brexit.
Right, okay.
My answer is...
Your answer?
There you go again, you say.
Your answer?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to play another silly song.
No, I'm just singing, doing some chords. I thought you were going to speak English, but go on. Your answer is?
I think I'm in the wrong programme, aren't I? Because this is just like a moron programme. Obviously, you haven't got a brain cell because...
What is your answer? We're waiting...
Well,
I'm waiting for your answer that you keep on hinting you got your answer. Tease, please give me your answer, Stan. What's your answer, buddy? Come on.
My answer is I'm washing up and I don't give a...
Oh, thanks very much for your call, Stan.
That's why they don't answer your calls.
Because you've got a potty mouth. Let's have a break.
Whispering lunar incantations for cross parents. Cross dressers.
Yeah, did you know this about me?
And cross rail workers.
Steel and polycarbonate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
On Talk Radio.
It's a show for morons.
Sadly, he didn't fit in. Do you think it would be made for him?
But Stan's point was...
Can't speak to Julia.
So his question was, why is it called talk radio and it should be listen to me radio? Okay, well, how would you improve it? Well, by not... I don't even understand what was going on.
Someone hurt Stan. He's taking it out on... The dear listener, to be honest, has suffered enough.
Now we're going to play a song now.
Oh, that was nice.
I've got some chops in the fridge at home.
Why? I thought you were off the meat.
It's the weekend. I'm going to be stuffing my face with...
Oh.
Sausages. Here's Grain Chill.
There was a slight look of panic on your face as you started that run.
Grain Chill.
Oh. Nice attempt at the hill wobble.
Yeah. Don't feel I'm getting... I do. I've got my songbook here.
Oh, good.
Sorry?
Can I read one out?
No.
Go on, let me.
No.
Let me, go on.
No.
Come on, let me.
No, I'm not going
to. Let me.
No, because you're just taking the mic.
Let me. Yeah, well, I'm going to take the mic anyway. Let me, go on. Let me read that one in red pen. Let me.
That is a monkey song, so I can't play that. Some of them are songs I used to do when I was busking.
Took so long.
There you go. I remember this one. That's what it is.
Oh, God.
You're going to laugh at me, so no, I'm not going to do it. The chorus went like this. What's a D minor?
Yeah.
That's a seventh. And it took so long to get here, I never thought we... Can't remember what a D minor is. Oh, well. Hey, you play a bit. You can play guitar.
No.
Come on, you can play guitar.
No, my nails are too long.
Oh, don't be such a... Listen, my nails are too long, but I still play. I play for the fans. Do you have a go?
No.
Yes, you do. You're getting a little bit...
I was just trying to remember what shape a D minor was.
There we go. This is great music. This is great music. I've got a numb finger because of an illness. Hang on. There we go.
Oh. Don't do the guitar face at me, please.
You ready? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said it's alright. Where's the tune? Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it's alright. I won't forget all the times I made it.
Oh, God, we've become those people who bring a guitar to a party and do Wonderwall. Stop!
Okay, how does Wonderwall go?
No.
I said maybe.
Do Freebird.
Do you ever understand? I'm a garden gnome.
Garden gnome.
Call straight to air. 03444991000 is the telephone number. Yes, line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, is that me?
Yes.
By the way, Stan, this could be you, but you hating.
Yeah, it's not Stan, it's Lou.
I know, I'm talking to Stan, who, of course, won't be listening.
Listen, I've just got two questions for you guys, if that's okay.
If the questions are why doesn't Julia Hartley Brewer take phone calls, then I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And what's Stan's problem? We also don't know.
Bearing in mind, Stan's about to call in again in a second. Great, come on, chop chop, quick, chop chop, chop chop, chippity chop.
No, I was just wondering if maybe I've missed it earlier on in the show, but if Laura from last night...
No, we have not heard from Laura and about her niece Jade, and I've been looking online and there's still no news. This was the young lady, the 19-year-old girl who's who went missing on Wednesday.
Inverness,
yeah. And Laura's not called back in, and I'm looking online. The story was reposted on a news website about 6 hours ago. There has been no update. So I'm really got my fingers crossed that over the weekend there is some really, really good news. Because obviously the
longer it
goes on...
Yeah, I looked online as well and, you know, I hadn't seen anything, so yep. I thought I would ask.
Yep.
The second one is just for yourself, Ian. Yes. Just wondering, have you had a chance to look through your Retro Gamer magazine yet?
No, not yet, but thank you for putting me in touch. Thank you for putting me in touch with the gentleman sold to me. No, I bought a load of Retro Gamer magazines from a friend of Lou's. It got sent to me the other day, and they are in my office, and I've not unpacked them yet because I've not really been back home much at the moment, but I will unpack them probably over Christmas. It's going to be one of those things I'm going to take a delicious afternoon unpacking them, flicking through them, getting some great memories, and then putting them on my shelves. And they're going to get well used, and they're going to be passed down to my boys when I die.
Will it be weird looking through them again and, you know, seeing your past work?
No, it won't be weird, no.
Good memories, though?
Oh, good memories. I loved it. It's a great magazine. I enjoyed writing for it, and I think I wrote some funny stuff. Thank you, Louise. Let's go to line five. Line five, you're on the wireless. Hello, line five. This is the show for morons. Can you hear us? Hello, hello. Are there any morons there? Oh, I'm sorry, Stan. You're too slow. Let's go to line six. Six, you're on the wireless. Oh. Here we go.
We're in.
Yes, brother.
What, collaborating with you.
What key are you in? What key? What key? Jeez. What key? Oh, God. What key are you? What? We're in B. Why are you playing in B? That's not a very friendly... Okay, we're in B. 1, 2, 3, 4. Making love in the afternoon is kind of cool. Seeing you naked on the kitchen table. Better do it quick, 'cause the kids are coming home. I don't want them to see us having it off. Thanks, man. I enjoyed that. That was great. It's a great jam. It's just a little jam there. Even Grumpy Cat was getting involved there. Grumpy Cat, flip. Because you know Grumpy Cat. You know Grumpy Cat?
Yeah.
Huge, huge. Has over 12 billion followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Grumpy Cat. Because we've got the bare necessities. We've got the raw model, you, because you're called Cat and you're grumpy. We can make millions. I can make millions out of this. Let's go to line five, see what line five says. Hello, line five.
Hello there. Interested in telling Ian what the D minor is because
yes, you're speaking to Ian James. Tell me the D minor.
D minor. All you've got to do is play your own the D chord, but take the invert the thing so that the you're playing the same as a D chord. But hello,
yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening. Yeah. I'm doing it.
You want the to cover the first string on the first fret.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm playing it. What? Oh, hang on. That.
That's it.
And
that's
it took so long to get here. I never thought we could.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you, brother. This is it. I'm ready to jam.
You've
ready to
unleash the beast. Thanks
I'm ready
much.
To rock and roll. Hello, Line 4. Welcome to More on Radio. Can we help you?
I don't think you can.
No, we can't because you're too drunk to speak to me. Let's try this one. Hello, Line 5. More on Radio. How can we help you? Too slow. And I dumped you. I don't know why I dumped you. You stay on the line, buddy. We'll come to you later. I'm deeply dip about your fanny pack.
What?
How I want to tap into your fanny pack. I'm deeply dip about the friends you got. Hot to trot. I'm hot to trot with the friends you got. I'm deeply dippy. Deeply dippy, let's have some sex. I don't actually know that song very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, name a song. Any song. Name a song. Name a song. Look at that photograph. Remember when it made you laugh? Nickelback. Remember when we took that picture? We were so high in the bath. We were getting stoned on drugs. We are Nickelback. And we're writing songs about a photograph.
What was the other Nickelback one?
A photograph taken by Nickelback.
Rockstar.
Look at me, I'm a rockstar, getting stoned in a bath. We are rockstars, we are Nickelback.
Sounded like the first one, but they were quite samey, weren't
here's
they?
Here's a song. You like this song.
Oh, careful.
Stan, you'll like this song. You ready? Stan?
Well, I'm not Stan.
Yeah, yes, you are. You are. Trust me. You are. Here we go. Because of this. You know this song? Sing along.
Don't know it.
And saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. It's not that I want. That's got the tune now.
You haven't.
Say it all. I want to let me go.
Whoa.
More than words are all you have to do to let me know.
Oh my God.
Then you wouldn't let me know. Cause I already know. It's a slap. What do you reckon, Stan? Was that all right, mate?
That was brilliant.
Thanks very much indeed.
Oh, hey!
Stan's on track. fair play. We had lunch with our boss today who said the show's going really well. We can push it even further. So that's why I'm playing songs for an hour. Oh, I like that chord. It's jazzy. Jazzy. Jazzy mofo, don't know where it's gonna go, but it sounds mysterious, who knows, but then it goes, poppy, 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 we are Nickelback and we're crap and we're poppy, 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 we think we're rock, we're not, we're crap and we are poppy Nickelback. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.